The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Elliot, what is your shopping experience like? Are you an offline man or an online man?
You know, I got to admit, I used to be offline. And when I got into the habit of, or when I started trying online shopping, had a successful delivery, no credit card fraud and whatnot, I become addicted to online shopping.
It's a bit too convenient, isn't
yeah.
it? Well, having changed dramatically in the past decade, there's an obvious shift for a lot of us in the number of people turning to online shopping from the traditional retail shopping method. So you're among many. And this month alone, we're going to have massive sales happening on Singles Day 11/11, which is on Monday. We also have Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Black Friday, that's the one I'm waiting for personally. But, you know, with the adoption of very attractive discounts, many business owners jump on the bandwagon to meet their consumers' needs. But as it's getting easier to set up a website, start selling goods, start selling services online, competition among the e-commerce merchants has become quite stiff.
Yeah, it has. So they're all sort of scrambling to create an identity in this market that would satisfy consumers and leave them coming back for more.
Enter Limelight Networks, a premier content delivery network service provider that enables organizations to deliver faster websites, more responsive applications, the highest quality video, which is quite important, and a consistent game and software downloads to any device.
Yeah, they combine a suite of integrated cloud-based services with a private content delivery network to enable your digital content to reach everyone and everywhere for that matter.
So, how does Limelight, what do they do to help their clients drive more revenue for their business? Let's ask the man himself, Edwin Koh, our guest this morning. He's the director for Southeast Asia at Limelight Networks. Edwin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
So, have you started beefing up your list on what you're going to shop for on Monday?
I usually don't do that. I think my wife will take care of it. So
you just get the bill.
I just get the bill. Yes.
All right. Tell us a little bit about Limelight. What does it do? What's the structure? What's the business model like?
So Limelight is a content delivery provider. We help global clients deliver their digital assets and content globally. We have like 100 over points of presence. We focus a lot on live streaming, the e-commerce sector, right, as well as VOD. These are areas.
So given the interconnectedness of everything online, are you just in Singapore or do you have clients all over the place?
All over the place, definitely.
So you have this software called Stack. Tell us a little bit about it and why you decided to develop your own software.
So I think it's important to have a seamless experience. So
sure,
by having your own tech stack and your own software inside, it gives customers a unique experience, as in like they don't have to go through different portals, different user experience.
Okay. So it's all about that convenience.
Yes.
So Singles Day is coming up on Monday. Can you give us some examples of what clients would come to you and say?
So I think for Singles Day, it's targeted at e-commerce, and most of them want a seamless shopping experience to retain customer loyalty. Mm-hmm. Because these days, the only loyalty is through the experience itself. You don't get a second chance to make that impression. So they actually want very low latency in terms of opening up the web page in a split second, no
right,
delays, and you know, you get transported to your shopping cart, payment is fine. And for all this, you actually need like a provider like Limelight to actually help support that.
Does Limelight have any other products?
Yes, we do. We have security as well.
Okay.
So security is also an important part for e-commerce because, you know, there have been instances where sites have been breached in terms of customer details being hacked.
Yeah. Yeah, we see a lot of news reports of this, yeah.
And the other way is also there, in some industries, there's a lot of, how should I put it, inventory attacks, as in they go in,
okay,
they hold on to inventory, and then they just don't purchase it. So that could impact the e-commerce vendors as well. So at Limelight, we have a solution for this to identify if these are like bots just coming in to make, just holding on to the product.
Am I accidentally doing that when I add to cart and don't check out? Is that what you're describing?
Yes, but that's only for a while. In certain industries, like, for example, airlines, they're
right,
more prone to that because the holding can go up to 24 hours.
Oh, right. Okay. You've got systems that are on that to figure
yes,
out whether it's happening.
Yep. We have a very comprehensive system to decide if this is a human or this is a bot and, you know, is this a normal purchasing pattern?
Yeah.
Through the algorithms we have.
Okay. Well, let's talk about what happens when you've got things like Singles Day. I guess that these e-commerce sites and your clients really want to ramp up the number of people coming through there through their system, right, through their ecosystem. And I've noticed one of the ways they're doing this is through shoppertainment. So this is either doing live streaming of shows where you can then integrate product buying through the show, but also by creating games and things like that. Is that some of the stuff that you guys work with?
So I think the current trend in e-commerce, there's a lot of social selling that's coming through. For that to happen, of course, you need a video platform integrated onto the e-commerce platform.
Okay.
At Limelight, actually, we can deliver both. We can help accelerate the sites on the e-commerce pages, as well as deliver the video content for a seamless experience. And because of this integration of social selling into e-commerce platforms, actually the type of the site gets worked harder and harder, right? Because there's more things layered on top of it. So usually, like, customers will approach Limelight Networks to ask them to help take away this bottleneck so that they can focus on their campaigns and not on their infrastructure and the software layer.
This morning in the studio with us is Edwin Koh, Director for Southeast Asia Limelight Networks. Edwin, drilling down to online retailers during these periods of, you know, your 11/11, your Black Friday and whatnot, what are some of the common mistakes that you've noticed that these retailers make during this period?
I wouldn't say mistakes, but sometimes they don't anticipate how high the traffic can be, and this impacts their whole infra and their network.
Yeah.
You know, because like they might have some hot items, like very hot items, that could just cause a spike in a window of 1 hour or 30 minutes, you know, and this could actually affect other users as well.
Have you seen that happen? Can you give us an example?
I think in the past, I have seen certain flash sales that has caused disruption to, in terms of slowing down, because the infrastructure cannot take that amount of heat. That is why these days they look for a content delivery provider again,
right,
to shield them away from this unnecessary impact while they focus on the business side.
Basically, right, able to share the bandwidth in that sense.
Yes.
In that theory. Help us out with this. After the sales period, do these companies see a sudden drop in revenue?
Well, when you say sudden drop, I guess it's not sudden drop, rather than it normalizes after the sales.
Okay.
Because there is a sales fatigue as well, right? Because I think, you know, everyone has a certain amount of things they want to buy after they cool off. So they might see a drop, but not very long. Usually evens out within the month.
Yeah, I guess, you know, if you wanted to buy that one item, you sort of think, you know, no, I'll save myself. Singles Day is coming up, or Black Friday is coming up. Why would I buy it in advance? Let me buy it. So I always wonder about that period before. But, you know, what do you think is the best method to retain customers and then keep them from wanting more, even without the e-commerce sales? I mean, what are the tactics you can use?
I think that's a good question. Again, I think it comes to the flawless experience of customers going in. Sometimes there is no much differentiation in terms of the platform. They view products and the experience only. Certain products could be like commodity, which is available on different platforms. So they look to that seamless experience and they come back because they know this is the place where they have 5 minutes, you pick up this item, it's not going to fail you, the site's going to work, and you're going to get your item straight. So again, experience is everything to customer loyalty these days.
Give me your opinion here on this. You talked about sales fatigue earlier. So we've got 11 in this space, just in this space of 1 month, we've got 11/11, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, 12/12 as well. All these, so many sales period, and you've got Christmas coming up, the holiday season. Sales fatigue, is there room for more special events, or is it getting crowded already, in your opinion?
I think the spending on e-commerce is increasing overall. So like in the past, there's no double 11, right?
Yeah.
So, and there's only Black Friday. But we have seen that people like to shop.
There is a demand.
For Double 11, right?
Okay.
So there is definitely a demand. And the next generation of spenders are more online, more digital.
I mean, so let's just talk about the infrastructure. Because the reason the e-commerce sites can actually do this is because companies like yours provide that platform to make it happen. But if you're seeing increasing e-commerce and you're seeing more people coming online to buy their goods, and we were talking about this right at the top of the interview, how do you make sure that your infrastructure can cope with it? Because, you know, one of the things we don't talk about is servers, how you maintain the sort of hardware around it. Is that a challenge?
Well, it's always a challenge. And a lot of businesses don't really want to just focus on building infrastructure, right? I mean, they have things to do, like do their branding, their products. And that is why a content delivery service like Limelight Networks comes in the picture, right? We want to take away that pain. We want you to scale without worrying. So we deliver all this content from your sites to the people globally, and you do your business in peace. And if you need like cybersecurity protection, you know, Limelight also offers a wide suite of protection to actually ensure that your customer base are safe, you know, from all these malicious attacks or bots out there.
But that's tough stuff. That's challenging to maintain that level of service. As, you know, cybersecurity becomes more and more of a, more and more sophisticated. So how do you keep up?
I mean, in IT, you always have to keep up, right? But, you know, Limelight is a specialist in this industry. And we have been in this industry for like 20 over years. So, you know, we understand how market is evolving, whether it's video or e-commerce. We are up to trend, and most importantly, we have our own private network to actually do all this delivery. This doesn't come into the congestion or the impact of the internet during certain peak hours or national events, what have you.
Edwin, just to wrap up, what would you say is your most popular product from Limelight Networks?
I would actually point to our cybersecurity suite of products, which is very popular these days. Everybody needs protection, right? And as well as our video streaming and our delivery of e-commerce sites. I think these three are the most popular products that, in general, if you have a digital asset, you probably need all these three these days.
Yeah. Mm.
It is the way of the world these days. Yeah.
Certainly.
Edwin Koh, Director for Southeast Asia Limelight Networks, in the studio with us this morning. Edwin, thank you so much and have a great weekend ahead.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.